A Marshall man faces two felony charges from an alleged hit-and-run incident in Saline County last week. According to a news release from the Marshall Police Department on March 19th, officers were dispatched to the 300 block of West Mitchell Street in regards to a report of a hit-and-run incident. Upon arrival, officers spoke with a witness who stated that he heard a loud crash and went outside his residence where he reportedly noticed a van was against another residence located on the corner of the street. The witness reported that the driver allegedly then backed up and left the scene of the accident. Officers later discovered the suspect's vehicle and identified the driver as 38-year-old Ramiro Fuentes Diaz. A search of his van reportedly revealed open containers of alcohol. According to online court documents, Fuentes Diaz has been charged with two Class E felonies, one for first-degree property damage and one for leaving the scene of an accident with property damage exceeding $1,000, and a misdemeanor charge for driving while intoxicated. Bond was set at $10,000 cash only. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. on Thursday, April 13th in the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. A Lamont man was killed in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Pettis County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 77-year-old Jerry Beck of Lamont reportedly traveled into the path of a westbound vehicle driven by 34-year-old Lori Brooks of Warrensburg. The Brooks vehicle reportedly struck the Beck vehicle in the driver's side. Beck was transported by Pettis County Ambulance to the Western Missouri Medical Center for treatment of his injuries, but he was pronounced deceased by a doctor at 6:30 p.m. Brooks suffered minor injuries and was transported to the same hospital for treatment. The crash happened just after 5 p.m. on U.S. Highway 50 at the intersection of Missouri Highway 127. A Sedalia teen driver sustained injuries in a traffic crash in Pettis County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Matthew Pierce reportedly failed to negotiate a curve, traveled off the left side of the roadway, off an embankment, briefly became airborne, and struck a group of trees. Pierce was transported by Pettis County Ambulance to an area hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened about 10 p.m. on Route U north of McCormick Road. An area city's government is scheduled to hold an open public meeting later tonight. According to a news release, the Norbin Board of Aldermen invites the city's residents to a public meeting at 7 o'clock at the Goppert Community Center at the corner of Pine and 2nd Streets. The meeting is to be held or to discuss an upcoming ballot issue regarding the city's streets. Voters will go to the polls to cast their ballots during the municipal election on Tuesday, April 4th. And the Missouri Department of Transportation has some roadwork project scheduled in Howard County today. According to a news release, culvert pipe replacement is scheduled on Route 124 between Route A and County Road 409. All work is weather permitting. For more information on MoDOT projects, call 1-888-ASK-MoDOT or visit MoDOT.org. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Funeral service for 79-year-old Beverly Joan Dobbins of Blue Springs, who died Saturday, will be at 2 p.m. today at Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton. Burial will follow at Oak Hill Cemetery. Memorial services for 49-year-old Daniel Gardner of Rayville and formerly of Fairfax, who died Monday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. No visitation will be held. Graveside services for 92-year-old Leo Bottom of Slater, who died Monday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 95-year-old Bob Gardner of Arlington, Texas, and formerly of Sedalia, who died March 10th, will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Burial with military honors will follow at Memorial Park Cemetery. Funeral service for 35-year-old Sandra Jo Linebauer of Pilot Grove, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, with visitation starting at 1. Burial will follow at Walnut Ridge Cemetery in Fayette. Funeral services for 24-year-old Zachary Stiffarm of Sedalia, who died March 17th, will be at 3 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, with visitation beginning at 2. Burial will be held at a later date. Visitation for 75-year-old Millie Riddle of Buckland, who died Monday, will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Delaney Funeral Home in Buckland. Burial will be private. Visitation for 51-year-old Renee Hilden of Wellington, who died Sunday, will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa. A private family interment will take place at a later date. A celebration of life service with military honors by American Legion Post No. 305 for 66-year-old Rick McLothan of Sun City Center, Florida, who died February 17th, will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Celebration Center in Sedalia, where the family received friends beginning at 5 p.m. Services for 95-year-old Donald Newsom of Salisbury and formerly of Dalton, who died Monday, will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, where visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Saturday service at Dalton Cemetery. Funeral service for 84-year-old Homer Boots Adkins of Boonville, who died Monday, will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday at First Baptist Church in Boonville. Burial will follow in Walnut Grove Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville. Massive Christian burial for 91-year-old Rosemary McKenzie of Sedalia, who died March 11th, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at Sacred Heart Church in Sedalia. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. A prayer service will be held at 6 p.m. with visitation to follow until 7:30 tomorrow at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Services for 85-year-old William Leroy Niebuhr of Bunston, who died Sunday, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Zion Lutheran Church in Lone Elm, with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. Burial with military honors will follow in the church cemetery. Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Services for 86-year-old John Richard Wilson of Independence and formerly of Wackendaw, who died March 16th, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, with visitation beginning at 10. Funeral service for 93-year-old Robert Standley of New Boston, who died on Sunday, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline, with visitation beginning at 9:30. Burial will follow at Helton Cemetery in Goldsbury. A celebration of life service for 63-year-old Tamara Lee Bayless of Homer, Alaska, and formerly of Lafayette County, who died March 7th, will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at First Baptist Church in Odessa, where visitation will begin at noon. Interment will be held at Mount Tabor Cemetery. Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa is in charge of arrangements. A funeral liturgy service for 88-year-old Mackie Alexander of Marshall, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, with visitation beginning at 1. Burial will follow in Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 79-year-old Barbara Young of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, with visitation starting at 1. Burial will follow at Olive Branch Cemetery. Funeral service for 76-year-old Margaret Pope of Marceline, who died Tuesday, will be at 3 p.m. Saturday at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial follows Saturday service at Locke Cemetery, southeast of Marceline. Funeral service for 83-year-old Eugene Henry Schlapper of Lexington, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday at St. Paul's Church in Napoleon, where visitation will begin at 1. Interment will be held in the church cemetery. Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 38-year-old Charles Eric Hamblin of Macon and formerly of Carrollton, who died Tuesday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, where the family received friends beginning at 1 p.m. A celebration of life service for 95-year-old John Jack McMurdo of Sedalia, who died March 21st, will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at Parkview Christian Church, where the family received friends beginning at 10 a.m. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.